This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you guys hear this? This story. Oh, man. We are so crazy in this world. So we're no longer, I guess, allowed to use man-sized. Kleenex is going to change their branding. And here's what they said. Thanks. Thank you for sharing your concern. We recently made changes to our man-sized branding and will now be labeled extra large. Keep an eye out in shops. If you'd like more information, please fill out our form or call customer service. Really? I mean, people are triggered when they see man-sized. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to Man-sized. You know, mankind, manhood. This gender nonsense is so crazy. Like I said, only in America. Women can be big, too. I get it. I understand that, you know, what's man size? Like a, you know, man size hand. So if you get a glove, because I, you know, buy golf gloves, it'll say boys or it'll say men. If it says boys size blankety blank, it's like shoes. Boys size, you know, five to whatever. Man size this or that. There's a reason they do it. It's because there's a typical thing like with children's shoes. You don't want to have shoes that go all the way up through the range like size 1 through size 45. And it's a marketing ploy probably because women don't want to wear size 30 shoes, right? So they say girls, size blankety blank. Then they have women and they kind of start over. And they say here's women's size, this or that. Now there are girls who can wear women's shoes. There are boys who can wear men's shoes. There are men who can wear boys' shoes. There are men who do wear women's shoes. Okay? You get what I'm saying? But it's a marketing ploy. But now, no. We don't want to say, man, why? If we're going to take this to its logical conclusion, why do we have any gender-based stuff? Just put underwear. And you look at them, and then the guy goes, yeah, those kind of look like men. I'm never going to wear a thong, okay? At least not in public. At least not that you know. No, I'm never going to wear a thong. I'm never going to wear one. So if you just said, here's underwear, undergarments, call it whatever you want, and I go there, I'm going to avoid anything that I could ball up into my hand and you can't see it, and I'm going to go over here with a man size area or the, you know, the other stuff, and like Duluth that says we give you more room in the crotch, I'm going to say that's probably for guys, except for, you know, maybe the Hillary Clintons of the world, and I'm going to buy those. So that's how I'm going to do mine. You don't have to put anything on it. You could put blue jeans, and I'm going to go, and if they're skinny, and if they, you know, are hip huggers, or they show too, you know, get down to where they show off my, you know, very amazing body, I'm going to put them away because I don't need to show that off. It's just that you can see that. I'm just saying, you don't have to put, if I'm in a place and there's dresses, if you say clothes, and I go in there and there's dresses over here, you know, a little sundress or whatever, I'm going to notice where there's flowing into my area, the things that attract my eye. But I mean, isn't that where we're headed? Kleenex. Now, first of all, why would you even bother by, I don't know who marketed it to begin with, to go, these are man size. It's like saying, you know, here's toilet paper, and then here's man size toilet paper, like, you know, for the man who takes a really big crap. You know, I mean, if you take a big crap, does it have to be man size, or can it just be, here's some bigger, you know, like, because what was her name? Sheryl Crow that said you just need one little piece of toilet paper to wipe up. I would want a man-sized version if that's the case. I want something the size of a paper towel if that's the case, right? What are y'all laughing at? It's true. If you could only use one little piece per Sheryl Crow, don't you want the biggest piece you can use? Maybe you can fold that bad boy up into fours, wipe, then unfold it, you know, wipe again, and maybe unfold it and get one more wipe out of it, because one little towelette ain't going to do it. If it's girl, if it's feminine size, it has to be man size. I want a man size. I want it the size of, you know, I want the size of grandma's blanket. That's the size I want. Because you can never be too clean or fresh down there. It's just the truth. Don't get mad at me for saying it. A lot of you people know it. Yeah, so Kleenex. And then they give you a form to fill out. Like, be sure to look for our new branding. We've gone away from man size, and now it's extra large. Okay? Remember when it was extra large, and it was like, wow, that's big. And now we've got XXL, which is extra, extra large. And then, as if that wasn't enough, we went for XXXL. As if that wasn't big enough, is there like a 4XL? First of all, triple X. Triple XL? Quadruple XL? Okay, look, I'm not trying to tell people how to do stuff, but if you got to buy quadruple XL, isn't that sort of fat shaming? Why don't you just have sizes of size 10? That's as big as we think the human body can ever get. Okay? Or for Kleenex, size 10. This is the size of grandma's blanket. If you can't wipe your butt with this and clean it, then you got a problem, okay? And then there's size 7. For you guys that take big dumps or, you know, big, when you blow your nose, you get a lot of stuff out. Here's a size 7. And then there's a size 3 for, you know, for dainty blowers. Okay. Size 1 for children. I don't know, but come on. Extra large. You know, and it's a marketing ploy anyway, because, I mean, have you seen the little Kleenex that they put in the plastic package that you can put in your pocket that replaces the handkerchief? Do people use those? I mean, look, I will blow my nose. I know my son, I have to stop him from blowing his nose with his shirt. I mean, come on. This is so ridiculous. But they got an 800 number, a consumer service number to call over this issue. And a form you can fill out if you get triggered over man size. Or maybe you're a man and you're like, what happened to man size? And they're like, well, fill out this form and we'll let you know. Call our consumer hotline and we'll let you know that it's been replaced with extra large. And I guess if you need XXL, you can phone in and they'll tell you how to get that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. AJRadio.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Somebody in trouble. Cory Booker. That's who he is. Cory Booker. Or is it Booking? Booking. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Talk a lot about Cory Booker. Spartacus, the one. Hey, Cory Booker is trying so hard to be relevant. And guess what? There's going to be a lot of this going on with the Democrats. They want to be relevant. They want someone to acknowledge who they are and to acknowledge their craziness. They're my ideas and they're crazy and please pay attention to me. And the crazier they are, I'm not kidding you guys. It's like the LGBT community. The crazier your ideas about sexuality, the more you want the laws to favor you. Don't be surprised. Just getting off subject a bit. You're going to find people that go, what about men that want to marry robots? What about us? You know, where are the rights of me with my robot when it's in for repair? Why can't I bring in all my other robots, you know, as family members? Why can't I marry? Why can't we adopt? I mean, you name the crazy, nuttiest thing you can possibly have with sexuality. I mean, people want to marry their cars, they want to marry their goats, their sheep, their hamsters, their dogs. I'm just saying, don't go down that road Don't go looking stuff up on the internet. It'll freak you out. Mm-mm. You got to be able to have a very strong mind to withstand the craziness of leftism. Because you've been raised sort of with blinders, and it's good. There are times when having blinders on is good. I tell people all the time, I wish I did not know what I know about politics now. For those of you who are wondering who this is that's wishing, it's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255 because we're about to get all up in Cory Booker's business. Oh, yeah. Spartacus. Angry black man. Or is he a man? So Cory Booker, like with Barack Obama, rumors circulate about his sexuality. And he's been asked point blank if he is LGBT. And I put it out there as LGBT, and I'll even add the Q, because his comment is, it's none of our business. Yeah, he said, it's none of your business. And he's offended. Why people would want to ask this question about you, I just don't understand. There are many reasons people ask this question about you, but I want to play the clip before we get into more detail. But let's hear Cory Booker talk about the LGBT issue as it pertains to politics. And this is when he was running for senator.
When the candidates for this New Jersey face the cameras, it's not just the economy or education up for debate, but what it means to be a real man.
It's just disheartening to hear somebody in this day and age in the United States of America implicate that gay men are not men, that they're not guys.
That's Cory Booker, Newark's mayor and New Jersey's Democratic candidate for Senate. It came after Republican challenger Steve Lonergan spoke out about comments Booker made to the Washington Post. Booker, who is single, telling the paper he had not found a life partner. Also saying, I love seeing on Twitter when someone says I'm gay. And I say, so what does it matter if I am? So be it. I hope you're not voting for me because you are making the presumption that I'm straight. Lonergan's response?
Maybe that helps to get him the gay vote by acting ambiguous.
And he said this about an earlier comment Booker made that a girlfriend got him hooked on pedicures.
It was described as his peculiar fetish is how it was described. I have a more peculiar fetish. I like a good scotch and a cigar.
The thought that what defines manhood is the drink that you drink or the cigar that you smoke. I think that he just really misses the boat on what it means to be a man in America.
Misses the boat on what it means to be a man in America. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, a real man in America. Not one that's ambiguous. I am not gay. See, that's an easy thing to say. It's not a difficult question. Either you're gay or you're not. Are you gay? No. Are you not gay? Are you a member of the LGBTQ community? No, I am not. I'm not lesbian, bisexual. Let's see, I'm not lesbian, gay, bisexual, transformation, was it transgender, or questioning. I know exactly who I am. It's a simple question. Now, if you are any of those things, congratulations to you. For the record, that doesn't define you. With whom you have sex or how you have sex, if that's the definition of people, we got a lot more categories. There are some people that are very square. Are you square? Do you only like sex like in a particular type of way? You know, are you square? Are you adventurous? I mean, there's a lot of categories of sexuality that go beyond LGBTQ. If we really want to put it to the test. And for the record, many of the so-called straight people, we would look at some of the other categories and go, oh my gosh, whoa, what in the world? I had no idea people did that. You know, we would be like freaked out. So it isn't like we're exonerated from it. The only difference is we don't walk around going, oh my gosh, do I love to get the old, what they call it, a Roman shower or something. I forget what they call it, but you know, where somebody, you know, takes a leak on you. I mean, I don't even understand that. I'm just saying, if that's one of your freaky things you do, fine, but I don't get it. But here's the thing, I don't really want to know. I might have some really close friends that are freakazoids. I don't want to know. It's okay. You know, and the other thing is, I don't even want to go, why would somebody want to, because the minute that happens, you're like, well, is that like something that should be pleasurable? I always tell this story about my Navy SEAL buddies that said, you can get so cold in combat that you want your brothers to pee on you. That story's never left me. Oh, my gosh. I got to get some of my SEAL buddies on, and we should just talk about what the combat situations, you know, where they're going. Man, if you can get a brother to spoon with you, God bless you, because it can be that cold where you're like, please spoon with me, bro. I'm not gay. Oh, man. Cory Booker. Gay men are not men. They're not guys. I don't understand why, you know, that's a question. Gay men are not men. They're gay men. Real men, I'm just saying, the way a man is defined is a heterosexual man. He's interested in women. I'm just saying, if you, a gay man, they need a new word for that. Call him a hen. Because you're not a man. I'm not trying to make a distinction that's like one's better than the other. I'm just saying, when I hear man, I think person that likes woman. If I hear lesbian, I think person, female, that likes another female. Easy word. So gay, by definition, is not man anymore. I mean, I hear what you're trying to say. Well, Kevin, the lesbians, it's two women. No, it's two freaky women that want to be with each other, and that's cool. But when I hear a woman, I think, okay, this is a person attracted to a man. We can split hairs on the words, but folks, these are the words. You know, oh, it sounds rather good. Yeah, you may be put off because I'm using the words the way they're supposed to be used, but be put off. I don't really care. I find it strange that we're always dealing with these issues in this way. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break because I want to cover more about old Cory, the Gay Blade Booker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he does not believe President Trump could sign an executive order that would deny the right to babies born in the United States citizenship if their parents are not here legally. Although Texas Attorney General Republican Ken Paxton said,
our immigration policy is a mess. Congress has failed to address it. I hope this is something that I think most Americans find unacceptable, that you create an incentive for somebody to cross the border, have a baby, and suddenly they're a citizen. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm glad the president's taking a look at this and considering this option.
President Trump and the First Lady are in Pittsburgh to express the support of the American people 3 days after a synagogue shooting. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox News to talk about the president heading to Pittsburgh.
I'm glad that the president is going down. It's an important display that he goes down there to show that we're all Americans in these kind of tragedies, and we're going to stand with each other.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Cory Booker gets asked about his sexuality, and he makes the comment, I haven't found my life partner. Said no man ever. I mean, no straight man. A real man. See, man implies interested in women. Woman implies interested in man. If you want to give me some new names, if you want to call a hen, you know, like a dude a hen, and I go, oh, a gay guy interested in other guys. I get it. See, if when you say, well, Kevin, he's gay, I go, okay, great. So it's a dude who's interested in other dudes, not a man. I got you. Okay. So it's a distinction.
No, Kevin, that's two men.
And I know men, especially the gay men that, what do they call the tops? Because there's a top and a bottom. I think you get the picture here. And the top, the dominant male, he's all man. No, he's not. If he were all man, he would like women. I'm just saying. Those are the words. Sorry, folks, if I offend you on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com for the record. 844-551-8255. And I will go on record again as stating, I don't give a crap what your sexuality is. I think it's really weird that we spend so much time on sexuality. I really do. I think it's bizarre. I have lots of friends. I can honestly tell you, unless you make me like the pink, look at the pink elephant, Kevin, don't think about the pink elephant in the room. I don't think about them having sex and how they have sex and all that. I figure they do. And I figure they do any, whatever variety of ways they pick, and I don't even think about it. It would be weird. But gay people want you to think about it, man. You will think about how I have sex and with who I have sex. That is what defines me, mister. And you're going to do it whether you like it or not. Okay. Fine. Oh, look at you, Mr. Homophobe. Well, okay. You think about how I have sex, Mr. Gay Man. Yeah, with ladies. Okay. Now you get the picture. You know, look, that's why I say, every time gay people, well, Kevin, you just don't like my lifestyle. Well, you don't like mine either. What do you think? You're going to make me feel bad because I go, I don't understand why two dudes want to be together? I mean, look, I went to a boarding school with guys. I know there's not a single one of them there I would want to be cuddled with unless, of course, I was really cold and I had to have them like my Navy SEAL buddies. But outside of survival, we will cuddle, but let me tell you, if I feel any movement, it's over. You know, I will freeze to death. That's the end of it, because I'm all dude. 100% bona fide man. Not 99.99. I'm all dude. I'm not even 1,024th gay. Which, of course, would make me completely gay for Elizabeth Warren's standards. Cory Booker, the gay blade, doesn't want to admit it. Gets asked, is he gay? I haven't found my life partner. Okay, ask a dude, a man. Hey, man, hey, man, why aren't you married? Man, I just haven't found the right lady. Haven't found the right girl. You know, woo, man, Kev, I'm looking for that girl. I'm looking for Miss Wright. That's what a dude says. Don't get mad. I haven't found my life partner. Yeah. We live in a time when people wear the LGBT as a badge of honor. They actually expect special privileges because of their choice of sexual partners. And the freakier your proclivity, the more privilege you demand. So why doesn't Booker want people to know? Why does it matter, he says, calling the question ridiculous. But the reason it matters is because of what my friend at the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff, reported. A man claims Booker came to his workplace to speak to him. As he was coming out of the men's room, pulled him back into the restroom, and sexually assaulted him. The young man is a gay man and a Democrat. He tells a very detailed analysis on what took place at his work. Now, that's the reason why you get asked the question, Cory Booker, and the rest of America paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you gay? Because maybe it's a setup question. Maybe they know you're gay, and they know that there's been some sexual shenanigans that you've been doing over the past, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. I don't care if it's older than when you were born. You need to be responsible for. You need to answer the question for. And in this particular case, it was not 30, 40, 50 years ago like it was with the accusations of Judge Kavanaugh or with Bill Cosby, who sits in prison right now. It is because, this has been in the last decade. The man says he reached out to Ronan Farrow, but the Me Too reporter didn't show much interest in his story. Wonder if Ronan's got a political bent to it. The Gateway Pundit reached out to Cory Booker's, the attorney of the young man, I should say. And her response was, as she sent a story, Cory Booker sexually assaulted me and why it won't matter to the Me Too movement. And I'll just read the first part. Yes. You read that right. The man who would be the modern incarnation of the Thracian gladiator turned rebellion leader once tried to aggressively force me to give him a blowy in my then workplace restroom. That might be a hard pill to swallow. Pardon the pun on that one. Given Mr. Booker's distinguished political pedigree as a champion of liberal populist issues and marginalized communities. But despite this whimsical penchant for theatrical displays of impassioned defiance, he's just another a-hole. He actually said the full word. Now he says this. This is the guy writing this. This is coming from the man's attorney. He's written this letter. He says, now I know that you might be thinking, if you're a Cory Booker backer, I know what you might be thinking. You're thinking that I'm full of crap. He uses a different word. But before you jump to that conclusion, let me tell you a little bit about myself. If we were to travel just 4 years back in time, you and I would find solidarity on the subject of Cory Booker. As a matter of fact, he was a hero of mine. I was and still am a liberal in principle with a record of voting exclusively for Democrats since I was 18, with the exception of the 2016 election cycle. But it was in the summer of 2014 when Senator Booker visited my workplace. He says my political worldview began to shift. I had the chance to meet and speak with him at some length at an informal setting. I made it quite clear that I was a great admirer of his, especially with regard to his record of being an advocate of the LGBT community. I left the meeting prior to the rest of the group just as everyone was finishing up and went to the restroom. It was there that Booker and I bumped into each other again. Oh, okay. Let me see. Can I read the rest of this? He says, for what proved to be a much less pleasant interaction. It sounds feasible to me. I'm not going to lie to you. See, these guys, Cory Booker's a dude who will try to pretend that he's all male, especially when he gets around the broskies. You know, he'll be like, yeah, what's up, y'all? Cory Booker here. Yeah, I'm down with the brothers. Get with dudes, act all dude. But when he gets a chance to let the, You know, let the light shine. What's the song? Girl, baby, let the light shine down. Something like that. Anyway, he becomes Corey the Gay Blade. And see, brothers like him, they're on what's called a DL. They say, I'm not gay. Just because I like it when men perform sexual acts on me and I do it to them, that doesn't make me gay. No, not at all. I occasionally would date. I date women, and when I'm seen in public, I want to be with women. But the occasional dalliance with a guy, well, that's nothing. I'm telling you, leftism rationalizes itself in the strangest ways. He goes on. He says, here's a description of the incident as I described it to a lawyer. I stopped to use one of the building's single occupancy restrooms. Upon washing my hands prior to leaving, I heard knocking on the door. When it comes to these restrooms, it's complimentary to knock first in case someone is using it, even though there is an inner lock. When I opened the door, Mr. Booker was there. He smiled and very gregariously said, hey. We engaged in some brief idle chit-chat in the entryway, and then he asked me to speak in private. What happened next happened so fast it was hard for me to comprehend that it was going on. It was one of those surreal moments where what was happening was such a deviation and such a perversion of one's natural daily routine that I hardly knew how to react. He pulled me into the restroom, albeit not too forcefully, and slowly pushed me against the restroom wall. He said that, quote, being a hero was a serious turn-on. He continued, the Senate appreciates fine citizens like you, especially this citizen. He then put his left hand on my groin, over my jeans, and began to rub. I seemed to remember saying something like, what is happening? It was a bit like having vertigo. He then used his other hand to grab my left hand with his right and pull it over to touch him. At the same time, he disengaged from rubbing me and used his left hand to push me to my knees from my shoulder for what was clearly a move to have me perform oral sex on him. That's Cory Booker. That's a Cory Booker, I believe. Now, this guy is, he's anonymous at this point, which means the left, he's never going to get leaked. He'll never get leaked because his attorney will respect his wishes, and the left is never going to let it come out that Cory Booker is a sexual predator, and this is what he did. And in fact, he is gay, which, by the way, as I said earlier, nobody would ask as a man, you know, are you looking, why do you not have, you know, are you not married, says, I haven't found my life partner yet. That is a telltale sign of your gayness, whatever you want to call it. So, I believe this guy. I'd like to know who he is. I'd love to interview him. Because Cory Booker should just admit it. I believe him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie writes to me, "Hey, Kevin, if you're the Fox News contributor that was just let go for expressing your opinion, I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please accept my sympathy and good wishes. I'm just an old grandma who rarely writes letters or emails to anyone, but I just want to wish you well and hope one day people with decent and or conservative values can speak honestly without ridiculous and unfair repercussions. The other side can spew horrible, filthy language and lie, commit perjury and ruin other people's hard-earned reputations and careers, and good people have to always tread lightly and too often refrain from truly expressing themselves. This old grandma wishes you the best. And Kevin, keep fighting the good fight and don't let them get you down. Well, I can tell you this, Andy. It's Andy. Did I say Angie or Andy? Did I? It's Andy. Grandma Andy, don't worry about it. They will not get me down. These leftists are attacking my page, attacking my site, you name it. And you know what we're doing? Boop, boop, deleting them, moving on positively with the message. And let me tell you something, as God is my witness, people want somebody out there like me. It's like the Jack Nicholsons of the world and a few good men. I'm not trying to make myself, whatever his name was, Colonel Jessup. But you want somebody guarding that line. You need somebody guarding that line. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. I'm just not the despicable character to him that ordered the code red. Because I'm just telling the truth. And when we stop, when it's to the point where we can no longer have those voices out there, shame on us. Has the truth ever been pointed out to you about something you do or you did and you went, man, you're so right. Thank you. Because you know what? People can let you languish. They can let you have that booger hanging out of your nose all day long and you finally get home and go, was this thing hanging out of my nose all day and nobody told me? Yeah, it was. Or the toilet paper off the butt or the shoe or whatever. People don't want to tell you. Well, there are people out there who are willing to tell you the truth. And, you know, this funny thing that, it, you know, and I think they want the left want to have their cake and eat it too. Because here's what they want. They want to say, we've had a feminist movement and there's a feminist revolution and we can do what we want. Oh, but you can't say negative things about women. Really? So you can call a man anything you want. You can call a black conservative whatever the heck you want and no repercussions. But you call a woman what she really is. And by the way, what she proudly accepts. That's what's so funny about it. Leftist women, if you say, you know, they used to be the walk of shame, you know, and they talk about it. They make movies about it. They make fun of it. But the left tell you, we can be what we want. Women, we can be what we want. We can sleep with who we want. We can do what we want. And there's no repercussions. And you can't think of us as a slut or a skank or whatever. Oh, yeah, you can. Sure, you can. Sure, you can. You don't have to feel that way. And you can have whatever behaviors you want. But people are going to make their own value assessments of them. Some of them are going to come from societal norms. And some of them are going to come from just your own personal upbringing. You find some young woman who grew up in the Bible Belt, you know, raised by, you know, the whole wholesome family, blah, blah, blah. Given the typical scenario of her and let her evaluate the life of a city girl who started having sex at the age of 11 or 12 and maybe has a baby at 17 and has had, you know, 50 sexual partners before she's 22. They're going to see each other in completely different lights. This bumpkin is going to go, what in the world is this promiscuous woman? I mean, and that's putting it nicely in terms of how she might feel about it. And the other girl is going to be, who is this bumpkin that isn't living her life to the fullest? I accept both views. I don't care. I get it. Society, rightly or wrongly, has said women who are more promiscuous, you bear the brunt. Now, that's a very difficult thing to put on your shoulders when on the counterpart of that, they're saying to young boys, get as much as you possibly can. It'll make a man out of you. I get it. It was a product of it. Okay? I understand it. And I understand all the views therein. That's why I made the sphere. Because you know what? Women are 100% right to say, it doesn't matter how many sexual partners I've had. It's none of your business. Blah, blah, blah. Get it. But I think it's also a measure of how you feel about yourself. And I'll speak from the men's point of view. Okay? Guys, you go with me here. You might agree with this or not. As a youngster, you're told, man, go get it. Get some. Find the girls who are easiest, whatever. If a girl really wants to date you, try to get. I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying, you know, if she wants to give it up, take it. That kind of thing. And it became the measure of you. I'll ask you today, is that the measure of you? The number of women you can conquer, etc.? Is that the measure of you? Is that what you go around looking for? Because I suspect that's not the case. I suspect you've learned a lot more respect for yourself. And you say, it's not about that. I'm not saying, you know, you don't occasionally, you know, see a woman you're attracted to and things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have this vision of, oh boy, you're going to give it up. I want it. You know, that 15 to 17 year old boy period where, you know, it's just like you're trying to get the feathers in the headdress. Maybe it goes on longer. I'm sure it does. You know, I'd be lying if it didn't go on longer for me. It goes into your 20s, whatever age it is. But at some point, you stop measuring yourself that way. And you say, it's not about that. Now, see, I always thought women had a level of maturity that said, I don't need to measure that way. I can be more discerning about my partners because I know what the guys are trying to get. It took a lot more for a woman, in my opinion, to restrain herself because she has the same carnal needs as a man. But God gave her that emotional connection. Boys, it's a physical thing. Just give it up, please. It's a night, my lucky night. I'm going to put on my best cologne, my best clothes. I'm going to go to the club. There's going to be somebody there hot that wants me. Or I'll make her want me. I'll be charming enough. A woman goes and goes, is he discerning enough? Is that the guy I want to be with? And so on and so forth. That's always been the differential for me. And it's very rare that a guy can go out and say, oh, I know I'm going to get laid. But a woman pretty much can go out and go, I can get laid. It's just who I choose. Those are the differences. People can argue this with me, but it's the case. So I've always looked at it as women, you've had the choice. And don't misunderstand me. If you only wanted to make the carnal connection, that is your business, not mine. And you shouldn't be judged. And if you got 1,000 sexual partners, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's who you are. And if you marry after that and you now are with your husband or whatever lifestyle you're leading, congratulations to you. But don't try to deny it when it's time to come, you know, to come to the reckoning of it when you accuse somebody of something. Don't think people aren't going to bring it up and go, yeah, but you had a pretty casual attitude about sex. You know, you're going to parties and pretending that this, you were, you know, just an innocent victim of the party. Oh, the party just kind of picked up while I was there. 17-year-old boys may like 15-year-old girls, but you know who they like more? College girls. They really want to pull college girls. So this, the notion here that we can't look at Dr. Ford, I'll just call her Ford, in some way is ridiculous. The notion that we must believe women is ridiculous. Any more than I'm just going to automatically believe a man. I don't automatically believe anybody based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, nothing. You're going to make me believe you. I want to hear the story, and I will assess the facts. And I'll ask some very interesting questions that will help me get to it. I could have been a great judge or an attorney because I'll get to the truth. But don't act like you're above, women are above doing this. You can't have your cake and eat it too, feminist. You want to pretend that you're prepared to be in the world of men. You want to compete with men. Treat us like men. Well, if you get treated like men, then guess what? You're going to get accused of things and you're going to be made to have the same level of, you know, I don't know what the word I'm searching for now, but you got to prove it just like anybody else. I'll just simplify the language that way. And you're not selling me on the idea that I have to treat you differently. It was so obvious how the Democrats treated Kavanaugh versus how they treated the other person, where the Republicans had one person asking Ford questions, and they were all around, sort of roundabout, like, well, why do you have these blank spots? This woman was obviously drinking at the age of 15. These other kids were 17. She's drinking at the age of 15. Nobody brings that up. What were her parents? What was her background? What was her reputation in school? Why was she there? These are all legitimate questions just to ascertain all the things leading up to this so-called event that never happened. This is ridiculous. It is an assault on our senses, an assault on our sensibilities, an assault on the American spirit. And women, men, I don't care what gender, religion, you name it, you should be ashamed. Democrats, whoever thinks that this woman is credible, should be ashamed of themselves. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.